The Colonel replaced his monocle and squinted challengingly.
"Bloody yourself, ma'am. I'd give me permission for Lion and Mercedes to join up with the Long Patrol. They're both of the right age. Step me, though, neither of them's interested. Both want to be belly-soil-port farm beasts, I think."
He smiled slightly and stroked his curled moustache.
"Young Temo, now, there's a wilden full of fire and vinegar like I was in my green seasons. You'll grow to be a dangerous and perilous beast one day. Mark my words, Mim."
Mem Divinia spoke up on Tamo's behalf.
"Then why not let him join up? You know, 'tis all he's wanted since he was a babe, listening to your tales around the fire. Poor Tamo, he lives, eats, and breathes Long Patrol. Let him go, Corny. Give him his chance."
But the Colonel was resolute. He never went back on a decision.
"Temo's far too young by half. Said all I'm going to say, my dear. Better close."
Popping out his monocle with a wink, Cornspuddy de Formolo Tussock settled back into the armchair and closed his good eye, indicating that this was his pre-lunch nap time. Mem Divinia knew further talk was pointless. She sighed wearily and went back to her friend Osmunda the Molewife, who was assisting with the cooking. Osmunda shook her head knowingly, muttering away in the curious mole speech.
"Aye, you'm right, mem. He'd be no but an old bodger. I wouldn't be surprised if an Maister Tom up and runned away one morn. He father can't stop Tom forever."
Mem added sprigs of young mint to the golden crust of a carrot, mushroom and onion hot pot she had taken from the oven.
"That's true, Osmunda. Tomo will run away, same as his father did at his age. He was a wayward one too, you know. His father never forgave him for running away, called him a deserter and never spoke his name again. But I think he was secretly very proud of Cornsbury and the reputation he gained as a fighting hare with the Long Patrol. He died long before his son retired from service and brought me back here to Camp Tussock. I was always very sorry that they were never reconciled. I hope the Colonel isn't as stubborn as his father for Tamo's sake."
Osmunda was spooning honey into the scooped-out tops of the hot barley scones. She blinked curiously at Mem.
"Why do he say that?"
Mem Divinia began mixing a batter of green sap milk, hazelnut and almond flour to make pancakes. She kept her eyes on the mix as she explained.
"Because I'm going to help Tamo to run away, join the Long Patrol. If I don't, he'll only hang around here getting into trouble and arguing with his father until they become enemies. Now don't mention what I've just said to any beast, Osmunda."
The faithful mole wife's friendly face crinkled into a deep grin.
"My snout be sealed, mem. He be doing the right thing, I knows it. Even though he colonel won't have his temper improved by it. And you'll miss Maister Tom Gertley."
A tear fell into the pancake mix. Tamo's mother wiped her eyes hastily on her apron hem.
"I'll miss the rascal all right, never you fear, Osmunda. But Tamo will do well away from here. He's got a good heart. He's not short of courage, and like the Colonel said, he'll grow to be a wild and perilous beast. What more could any creature say of a hare? One day my son will make us proud of him."